This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. As U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Ukraine, the Biden administration said Wednesday it's providing an additional $200 million in defensive military aid to the country amid soaring fears of a Russian invasion. A senior U.S. State Department official said the assistance was approved in late December as part of American efforts to help Ukraine protect itself. Until Wednesday, however, the administration had refused to comment on it. The official wasn't authorized to discuss the matter publicly before Blinken's meeting in Kiev and spoke on condition of anonymity. Before Russia's troop movements to Ukraine's borders late last year, the Biden administration had delivered $450 million in military aid to the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Washington Wednesday for its support during Secretary of State Blinken's visit. The Ukrainian leader said Kiev, over recent years, had allocated the maximum possible sums of money to bolster its own military capacity. Israeli police have evicted Palestinian residents from a disputed property in a Flashpoint Jerusalem neighborhood. The pre-dawn demolition took place in Sheikh Jarrah, an East Jerusalem neighborhood where attempts by Jewish settlers to evict longtime Palestinian residents have sparked protests that last year helped lead to an 11-day war between Israel and Gaza militants. Earlier in the week, residents held a tense standoff with police officers who had come to evict them from the property. The Jerusalem municipality formally seized the property in 2017 to build a special needs school. The family says it has owned the property since before 1967 when Israel captured East Jerusalem. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior UK minister has said the British public is absolutely furious over allegations of rule-flouting government parties, including a May 2020 staff party in the garden of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Downing Street residence. Johnson denied misleading Parliament about lockdown-breaching parties and confirmed he's given an account of events to an inquiry probing alleged violations of coronavirus rules by the government. Senior ministers in Johnson's Conservative government said they believed him, but added the Prime Minister would have to resign if he's proven to have lied. Switzerland will extend coronavirus quarantine and mandatory work-from-home rules until the end of February and tentatively plans to keep other curbs on public life it tightened last month through the end of March, the government said Wednesday. Those measures included the need for people to prove they've been vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19 to gain entry to many indoor venues as the cabinet tries to avoid another lockdown while COVID-19 cases spike. The cabinet last week proposed extending all the restrictions until the end of March, but encountered resistance from regional authorities who wanted a shorter duration. Tokyo and a dozen other areas in Japan are set to face new COVID-19 restrictions effective Friday, with local leaders shortening hours for restaurants as Omicron cases hit a record high in the capital. A government-commissioned experts panel on Wednesday approved a plan to put the 13 areas under a three-week restraint through February 13th. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is expected to officially announce the new measures at a government task force meeting later Wednesday. The Solomon Islands capital began a snap 60-hour lockdown Wednesday after a single case of coronavirus was detected in the community, the Prime Minister's office announced. It was declared an emergency zone until early Saturday after a ship passenger from a remote atoll tested positive. The Melanesian nation has been COVID-free for most of the pandemic, registering just 31 cases and zero deaths since it began. People will be confined to their homes for the duration and no travel is allowed outside the emergency zone. French President Emmanuel Macron said Wednesday he would push to have the right to abortion and defense of the environment added to the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights as his country takes on the bloc's rotating presidency. Macron told lawmakers at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, eastern France, that they must update the charter to be more explicit in these areas. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.